The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Okay, I wakened recently to a headline about drunken squid washing ashore to commit suicide in Monterey Bay. I kept reading more out of interest in how they got woozy than about cephalopod suicide. Evidently, poisonous algae that form red tides are intoxicating to the Humboldt squid, causing the disoriented animals to swim ashore. Locally, this species is referred to as jumbo squid because of their size, though the ones washing ashore are juvenile size. In a so-called red tide, algae bloom and release an extremely potent brain toxin called domoic acid. New evidence points to the red tide as at least one cause of the mass strandings. While most sea life follows daily tidal and lunar cycles, the mass deaths seem to be happening every 3 weeks. And records show that red tides occurred every 3 weeks this year in Monterey Bay, about the same time as the squid strandings. So while the amount of domoic acid found in the squid is not a lethal dose, they could be tipped over the edge by the chemical, which clouds their judgment into a semi-drunken state.
The 90-Second Naturalist is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation, creating meaningful change through thoughtful grant-making.